with reason and with the natural disposition and the natural inclination of the human being. We are not taught, rather the Quran refutes any concept that God is a trinity, that God is three and God is one. No, the Quran clearly says, do not say three, do not say trinity. Your God is one God. Do not say trinity. Desist. That will be better for you. Your God is one God. The Quran says about those people who believe that, for example, that Jesus is God, then the Quran gives a beautiful, rational argument to appeal to the common sense and to the nature of the human being. It says, if God wanted to destroy Jesus and Mary and everything in the heavens and the earth, who could stop him? Meaning Jesus and Mary and everything, in fact, in the heavens and the earth, is under the power and the control of God. And that which is under the power and the control of God cannot be God. They ate food, the Quran says. They walked on the streets, the Quran says. See how we make our signs clear to them and see how they are turned away from the truth. The Quran calls people away from worshipping the things of this world. Don't worship the sun. Don't worship the moon. Don't worship the stars. Worship the one who created the sun and the moon and the stars. All of these things have no power and no strength of their own. Rather, all of their power and their ability comes from God. So worship the one to whom all power and strength and ability lies. Why do you bow down and worship idols that you yourself fashion with your hands? And then you call upon them and you seek their help. But these things could not even help themselves. If they fell down, they couldn't pick themselves up. If you smashed it, they could not even prevent you. So how can you worship this thing that has no power, no ability? It cannot hear you. It cannot benefit you. It cannot harm you. It has no ability whatsoever. Why do you worship these things? Why do we worship each other? Other human beings, that we allow other human beings to forbid things for us, which God, who is all wise and all knowing, has allowed. And to allow for us things which God, who is all wise and all knowing, has forbidden. Where it is Allah, God, the Creator, He is the one who knows all things. And what the human beings know is very, very little. So the Quran is appealing with beautiful, wonderful, reasonable arguments, calling to something also, not only the mind, but something that is deep within the human being. A deep knowledge, a deep recognition, a deep recognition of this truth. That it is God alone, the Creator alone, that is worthy of being worshipped. That He is the Lord, the Provider, the Sustainer. And this, my dear listeners, is the first of the great wonders and the beauty of Islam. What Islam teaches about God. Is there anything irrational, fanatical, unreasonable about that? Is there anything unreasonable in anything of that? Is there anything irrational in anything of that? No. Rather, the honest and sincere person must admit that this is a very rational and very reasonable belief. And this belief, in fact, is the foundation of the teachings of Islam. In fact, Islam is all about the human being's relationship with God. What we should believe about God. What we should say about God and what we should not say about God. What we should attribute to Him and what we should not attribute to Him. How should we worship Him? How should we seek His pleasure? And how should we avoid His wrath? And then the Quran tells us also that this life is not the only life. That there is another life to come. There is a time when every human being will be recreated by God physically as well as spiritually, but physically, and that human beings from the first to the last will be assembled in front of God, and He will judge them. He will judge them according to what they believed